Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's begin with the vaccine updates first. The drug maker Pfizer announced on Monday that an early analysis of its COVID-19 vaccine trial suggested the vaccine was robustly effective in preventing COVID-19, a promising development as the world has waited anxiously for any positive news about a pandemic that has killed more than 1.2 million people. Pfizer, which developed the vaccine with the German drug maker BioNTech, released only sparse details from its clinical trial based on the first formal review of the data by an outside panel of experts. The company said that the analysis found that the vaccine was more than 90% effective in preventing the disease among trial volunteers who had no evidence of prior COVID-19 infection. If the results hold up, that level of protection would put it on par with highly effective childhood vaccines for diseases such as measles. No serious safety concerns have been observed by the company. As Indians eagerly await a COVID-19 vaccine launch, AIIMS director Dr. Randeep Guleria has said that an average Indian will have to wait until 2022 to get a shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. Guleria, who is also a member of the National Task Force on the Coronavirus Management in the country, has said that it will take more than a year for a vaccine to be easily available in the Indian markets. In an exclusive interview to CNN News 18, Guleria has said, "In our country, the population is large. We need time to see how the COVID-19 vaccine can be brought from the market like a flu vaccine and take it. That will actually be the ideal situation." He also said that the prime focus will be on the distribution of the vaccine in different parts of the country so that those on a priority list can get it immediately. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India now. India's COVID-19 caseload has risen above 85 lakh. It stands at 85,53,657, with 45,903 new infections being reported in the last 24 hours, while the number of people who have recuperated from the disease have crossed 79 lakh, pushing the national recovery rate to 92.56%, and that's according to the Union Health Ministry's data as updated today. The death toll from the disease climbed up to 1.26 lakh with 490 new fatalities being registered as per the data at 8 a.m. today. The total number of people who have been recuperated from the disease have also surged to 79,17,373, pushing the national recovery rate to 92.56%, while the case fatality rate also stands at 1.48% currently. The number of active cases of COVID-19 remained below 6 lakh for the 11th consecutive day. Now, there are over 5 lakh active cases of COVID-19 infections in the country as on date, which comprises of 5.96% of the total caseload as per the official data. Uttar Pradesh has reported over 2,000 new cases of novel coronavirus as of November 8, pushing the total tally to 4.97 lakh. With nearly 17.2 lakh cases now, Maharashtra's COVID-19 tally remains the highest among Indian states and union territories, and that's according to the Union Health Ministry's latest update. Karnataka has also reported 2,740 new cases of COVID-19 and 22 related fatalities, taking the total number of infections to over 8.46 lakh and the death toll to 11,391. That's what the health department has said late on Sunday night. The day also showed 2,360 patients getting discharged after recovery. Now, Chhattisgarh on Sunday has also reported 1,375 fresh cases of COVID-19, taking the total count of infections to over 2 lakh now. The Union Health Ministry also has said today that 79% of the 45,903 fresh COVID-19 cases logged in the last 24 hours are from 10 states and union territories. It has also added that Delhi has overtaken Maharashtra and Kerala by recording 7,745 cases in a single day to become the largest contributor towards the daily COVID-19 tally of the country. The national capital had also overtaken Maharashtra and Kerala as of November 7th. Demand for COVID-19 antiviral drug Remdesivir is rising quite sharply in India. That's what a top executive at the drug maker Cipla has said on Monday, even as experts remain divided over its effectiveness. Remdesivir was developed by the US drug maker Gilead Sciences, which cut its 2020 revenue forecast last month, citing lower than expected demand and difficulty in predicting sales of the treatment. Cipla is also among several firms licensed to make and sell generic versions in the developing nations. Cipla's version, Cipremi, was commercially launched in July and costs just above $50 per 100 mg vial. From October onwards, the company is seeing very sharp increase in remdesivir monthly volumes, and there are no constraints on supplies currently. That's what Cipla's Global Chief Financial Officer Kedar Upadhyay has told Reuters. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. The United States of America has become the first nation worldwide since the pandemic began to surpass 10 million COVID-19 infections, and that's according to a Reuters tally on Sunday, as a third wave of the COVID-19 virus surges across the nation. The grim milestone also came on the same day as global COVID-19 cases exceeded 50 million. The United States has also reported about 1 million cases in the past 10 days. That's the highest rate of infection since the nation reported its first novel coronavirus case in Washington state 293 days ago. US President-elect Joe Biden's healthcare advisors have held talks with drug maker executives on the US government's Operation Warp Speed-up program to accelerate the development of a possible COVID-19 treatment. That's what a Biden spokesperson has said on Sunday. Under the Trump administration, Operation Warp Speed has struck deals with several drug makers in an effort to help speed up the search for effective treatments for the disease amid the global COVID-19 pandemic. Brazil on Sunday has also reported 128 new COVID-19 deaths and 10,554 new COVID-19 cases, as according to an official data. Since the start of the pandemic, 1,62,397 people have died in Brazil and more than 5.66 million have been infected with the virus as per the data. Tata Medical and Diagnostics Limited on Monday has launched new diagnostic testing for COVID-19, claiming it to be more efficient and simpler than the existing ones, with the ability to scale up tests on a large scale across the country. The government-approved test, which can provide the final result just within 90 minutes, will be manufactured at Tata's plant in Chennai in southern India, which has the capacity to produce 1 million test kits in just a month. Grappling with the second wave of the COVID-19 disease, Pakistan has announced new guidelines for wedding events in the country as 1,650 new COVID-19 cases were reported in the last 24 hours, taking the national tally to over 3.44 lakh. Russia has registered a record number of new COVID-19 infections on Monday, with cases in Moscow surpassing a previous high set in May. The Kremlin has so far ruled out putting back into place sweeping restrictions that were lifted earlier this year, despite weeks of rising cases in Russia. Around half of the positive COVID-19 cases in the UK are not being identified, and that's according to a pandemic expert. Professor Mark Woolhouse has said that these cases mean attempts to control the virus are being done with one hand behind our back. The infectious disease epidemiologist who sits on a subgroup of SAGE has said the mass testing scheme, which began in Liverpool, is an attempt to combat the problem. From Friday, anyone in the city can be tested repeatedly for COVID-19 regardless of whether they have the symptoms or not. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.